This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country.
We won the Civil War.
We did? The South?
Like the one in 1965 or what Civil War?
Who won it?
Who was even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Why you made me do this?
Who won the Civil War?
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, I'm drawing a blank at some of those things.
I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America?
I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right? I have no clue.
The Union. The North. Yes. Okay.
Who is the Vice President? Is that like a trick question?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Of right now?
I don't know.
What's his name? Oh my gosh. I have his name in my, I have his face in my head.
I have no idea.
Oh no.
John.
Joe Biden.
Yes. Okay, who did we gain our independence from?
These are horrible.
I have no idea. Do you know what year we happened to?
Absolutely not.
I couldn't tell you.
Like 1677 or something like that. What show is Snooki on?
Jersey Shore. Who is Brad Pitt married to?
Angelina Jolie. And who was he married to before that?
I think it was
Jennifer Aniston.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, this is Texas Tech.
And University.
I'm saying, you know, and I think about the parents that are going, wait a minute, I just sent a check for $50,000 for the last year, for the next year, and this is what we're getting. You know, our kids don't know this. But and I'm glad what she did here. Contrasted with entertainment news. You know, they knew Angelina Jolie, they knew Brad Pitt. I thought they'd ask something about the Kardashians. I'm sure they would have known that.
Yep.
But the things that wow, this is pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
Well, I didn't even know who the vice president was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Biden has a rough time with that, too, in all fairness, so that's okay. But, you know, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, trying to forget who he is and not knowing who he is are two different things.
Yeah. I can't help but think that, you know, these are the same millennials that are probably the ones voting for Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean to sound like the old guy bashing the youth movement here, but oh boy, you know, I mean, wow.
Well, this says something certainly about academia. I mean, this is not, you know, a bunch of pumpkin heads. I mean, these are students from Texas Tech. I mean, come on, are you kidding me?
Well, who won the Civil War?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a simple question, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know,
that's scary is what that is, and that shows you that these kids that are voting for Bernie and things like that, they're not voting based off of knowledge that they have. They're voting off of something else.
Yeah, it's the surf's up mentality. It's what is the rise at that moment, or even what is being said in the classrooms very conditionally. You know, here you are, you know, for all the money that you invest in your children to hopefully for them to learn critical thinking and to understand what's going on. And they know more about social media than they do about, you know, what's happening in their world that they're about ready to embark on. You know, like it or not, even, you know, the effects of of decisions that have been made by the previous generation, they're being affected by it, but it's almost like they're going into it with their eyes wide open and closed at the same time. It's pretty pretty crazy stuff. We've got more. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a god.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And with us, and good to have him back, is Jason Jones, contributor to the stream, as well as a film producer, author, activist, and human rights worker. Appeared in defense of the most vulnerable members of the human family on ABC, Fox, CNN, and hundreds of radio programs all over the planet. Jason, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and it's great to be on your show.
Hey, great to have you back. I want to talk about David DeLayden and what happened here, because this was really disturbing when this news came down, and people are shocked the way things have turned around. Give our audience an update as to what's happening with David.
Well, David DeLayden, as most of you I'm sure know, is a young man, an investigative journalist who, through an undercover sting, documented the selling of baby body parts by Planned Parenthood and many of their partner organizations. And now, rather than indicting Planned Parenthood, David and his partners have been indicted. And what's frightening about this is we're seeing the power of the state being used against journalists who are documenting what is really the greatest human rights tragedy of our time.
Exactly.
And I know... And the reason I wrote my article is I'm sure a lot of folks in David's life were telling him what he is doing is imprudent. But when you are exposing great injustice, you need to be courageous and suffer the consequences and of your courage. And so I really admire this young man for taking the risk that he took to share the truth with the rest of us. And the reality is, I was asked, what do I think the impact of the DeLayden videos, what will the impact be ultimately? And I think ultimately it's the mortal blow that was delivered to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. The question is, how long will this beast stagger before it falls to the grave? And I think this indictment's going to blow up in the abortion industry's face.
I think so too, Jason, frankly. And I got to tell you, this is shocking to think that they were able to turn this around. And we know that there's, you know, it's a bit diabolical. I mean, it was rigged. You've got somebody who is associated with Planned Parenthood in the driver's seat here from, with Houston, with the prosecutor's office.
Yeah, a board member of Planned Parenthood. And you know, the abortion industry is erected on lies. But Roe versus Wade is this huge lie. And I tell folks, and this is not hyperbole, I believe that our republic cannot withstand another 40 years of Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Because Roe versus Wade is the denial of the founding principle of this nation, that we are all endowed by God with inalienable rights. And among these are the rights to life, of course. Mm-hmm. I was traveling with Clint Howard, the movie star and the actor and star and brother Ron Howard.
Right, exactly.
And we both endorsed Senator Cruz for president. We were stomping around Iowa together.
Mm. How much
and
fun was that?
I asked him, Yeah, it was just last week. I just flew in from the mainland to Hawaii just now. And I asked Mr. Howard, I said, how important is the life issue to you? And he looked at me and he said, it's not more important than the other issues, but it's the first issue. It's upon which everything else is built. And I thought, wow, here's this Hollywood movie star, and he gets it, and that's it. And
exactly.
So we are seeing now with this Dalyden case an erosion because of Roe versus Wade of our religious liberty, of our political liberty, of our economic liberty. Because if you deny the foundation upon which all of our liberty is rest, inevitably it will all slide away. So this is a great cause for our generation to make sure that everybody, every person is protected from violence, that the law protects them from violence, especially the vulnerable. I call it the preferential option for the vulnerable. We have to be thoughtful, first and foremost, of our vulnerable communities, and nobody is more vulnerable than the preborn child and their young mothers.
And it's so amazing, it's so hypocritical, Jason, when you think about it, because these are the first people, and I'm talking about the first people, primarily Democrats, that support it. I mean, it's in their platform, let's face it. They support Planned Parenthood, Hillary Clinton, the rest of them, all these elitists, and they're the first one to tell you that life matters. Oh, really? How can you say that?
Yeah, no, I think what they mean is their special interest groups matter, their constituencies matter. You know, the Democrat Party, more or less, has become, you know, the party of the culture of death. And there are some great examples. There are great Democrats out there, like Congressman Lipinski in Chicago. But the party itself has become synonymous with the culture of death. And the Republican Party is just a little better.
Yes.
But those of us who are Christians, who are conservatives, who have been given the grace to understand the beauty and dignity of the human person, and have been given the grace to understand how privileged we are to live in this republic, we really need to be the vanguard in saving this republic from this ideology of evil which denies the dignity of the child in the womb.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to know that Planned Parenthood is so threatened. Just as you say, they're hanging by a thread, but by that thread, they're able to do this to David Dalyden to try to put out a message to journalists and others that are in pursuit of the truth that you cannot mess with them. But I think this is, you know, as you said, to your point, this is going to blow up in their face big time. And I got to tell you right now, frankly, maybe because of election, you know, the election cycle that we're on, and other things that are happening, I am surprised and shocked that this has not had a bigger, you know, a larger impact and reverberation, you know, around our country, that Dalyden would be, you know, would be indicted, and especially on this deal, because this is so bogus.
Well, you know, it's the abortion industry is unraveling, and Planned Parenthood is in the fight of their life. The mainstream media really tries to push this, you know, push the influence of the pro-life movement down. But what's great about that, I mean, there's an advantage to us for that. And that is, they are in denial at the power and popularity of the pro-life movement. You know, for the first time ever, I saw a political analyst on Fox News, and they were asking this analyst who she thought was going to do best with the youth vote. And she said, well, of everyone running for president, it would be Rand, and his partners have been indicted, and Ted Cruz. And the Fox News analyst asked this pollster why. She said, "Well, primarily because their libertarian leanings against bulk data collection and their pro-life positions. 59% of those under 30 identify as pro-life." And the Fox News personality looked kind of shocked. But this is—I saw a Gallup poll a couple of years ago that had 76% of those under 30. Identifying as pro-life. The most pro-life generation in America are people under 30, and then after that comes people over 60, 70. The baby boomers are the only demographic that's primarily pro-abortion. So as the abortion industry and the mainstream media hide the truth, it just allows us to go really unchallenged, except for poor guys like David Dalyden, who now have the full weight of the abortion industry and the legal system falling on him. And we need to pray for him. You need to support him, donate to his legal defense, because he's a real hero.
Does he have a website that we can support, Jason, that we can support him on?
Yeah, he does, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't have it.
Okay, we're gonna get it. We're gonna link it on our website to make sure that he is supported, because people of faith need to get behind this and see this farce for what it is. And I am absolutely shocked and amazed that this has happened to him. Jason Scott Jones is with us. Jason, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
The
you know, they've been saying the same things over and over. I've listened to them both speak. I think that they both have a lot of good things to say. I think for me, I just right now can't vote for Hillary. I can't believe her.
You know, we play this in contrast. This is a young man responding, you know, to a political question and taking his political duty responsibly, as opposed to what we heard earlier at Texas Tech. So I am encouraged at points, you know, when we hear people that are engaged with the system, you know, when so many of us agree that we're on the wrong track. We need all hands on deck. We need millennials. We need senior citizens. We need everybody in between to understand that this is about the United States of America. It's not a Republican thing, a Democratic thing. I understand, you know, we all love competition and we want our guys to win and that. But hopefully we're taking pause and discussing what is right for this country. And again, that's what I appreciated so much about the responsibility and the job that was executed on our behalf, we the people, by the citizens of Iowa. And we thank you for your participation and getting our presidential campaign underway. Well, it's just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Welcome back, America. You know, African-Americans living with HIV are less likely to be seeing a doctor regularly for HIV care and treatment compared to whites or Latinos. This according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The new data to be published later on today in advance of National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day underscores the need to address stubborn disparities that prolong the HIV epidemic among African Americans. HIV care and treatment enable people with HIV to live longer, healthier lives, and prevent new infections, not to mention the further spread of HIV. African Americans are disproportionately affected by HIV, representing 13% of the U.S. population, but almost 50% of new HIV diagnoses. That's an incredible number. There are promising signs of a turnaround. Now, during the last decade, HIV diagnosis among African Americans, particularly black women, have declined, and the United States is also seeing a stabilization in diagnosis among young black, gay, and bisexual men. With us to tell us more about it is Dr. Eugene McCrary, Director of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at CDC, has directed programs and research around the world for HIV prevention and care. Dr. McCrary, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming here to give us a bit of a state of the union of HIV, but let's start out with the basics and making sure people understand what is HIV and how common is it here today in this 21st century United States?
Yes. HIV is an infectious disease that's caused by a virus known as the human immunodeficiency virus. We estimate that approximately 1.2 million people are living with HIV in the U.S., and we see about 40,000 new infections per year. And you presented some data at the beginning of your presentation that talked about what we've been seeing. I'd like to add that even though we're seeing decline, there are still disparities in terms of what we're seeing, and the picture is uneven across regions of the U.S. For example, when you look at the southern part of the U.S., all states are not doing as well. Some of our southern states, if you live in the South, your risk of dying from HIV is probably three times higher than other parts of the country. So we need to consider other regional differences as well as racial differences.
And that's a good point. And so the immediate question is, why is the South? Is it just because proportionally higher African Americans, especially when you have the percentage of more African Americans, you know, contacting AIDS?
Yeah, there are more African Americans in the South, but I think there are other factors that are playing an important role. One of them is the issue of access to care, and access could be limited due to inadequate insurance or underinsurance. It could be related to not having services in the community where people live, and then also related to services that are not customer friendly, meaning that when people go in for care, they experience stigma and discrimination because of their HIV status or simply by coming in and asking for an HIV test.
So how much of them? Okay, and I imagine, Dr. McCrary, that some of this is education as well. I mean, I understand the stigma and that all contributes, but it's also people just not knowing that services are available for them. Is that right?
Yes, and there are a number of other factors as well. Knowledge of status is also an important factor. There are about 12% of people living with HIV who don't know that status, and that percentage is higher in the South. So getting people tested so that they are aware of their status is critically important. When people get tested, they should know where they can go to in their state or local area to get tested or to get care. And knowing that is extremely important. So there are a lot of things that are being done both at state, local level, and at the national level to ensure that people, when they do want to get a test, know where to go to get that test. And when they get tested and if they're negative, we're also providing information to let them know where they can go to access services, either to help them stay negative or in our services for treatment if they're positive.
Right. Like other studies that have, been conducted for HIV/AIDS, we see the issue of denial, and which is consistent with anybody that gets a disease. They just don't want to accept, hey, look, I've been infected here. I got a problem. I'm just going to ignore it. So we deal with the denial. The other part is, like you've mentioned, Dr. McCrary, is the lack of education and understanding that there are services there to help you. The third thing is before, initially, when HIV/AIDS came into our country, it was like an immediate death sentence because that's the way we heard about it, was people were dying. And what we're not hearing enough of is that, just to your point, is more and more people are surviving. They are living with AIDS. I mean, of course, one of the most celebrated is Magic Johnson, that many people thought, well, that's it. He's out of the NBA, and when is he going to die? And Magic Johnson continues to live.
Yes, yes. So, you make a valid point. And really what we're emphasizing as part of the National Black HIV Awareness Day is get tested. People really need to get tested. Even though we have high testing rates in the African-American community, we can do better. And we really need to ensure that people who test positive get treated. And as I mentioned, HIV treatment is crucial because it helps people live long, healthy lives, a normal life expectancy now. And recent studies have shown that it can dramatically reduce HIV transmission in the community. So there's two benefits to getting people on treatment and helping them stay on treatment.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left here. Actually, we've got a minute and 30 seconds. Who should be tested for HIV?
We estimate that there's everyone between ages of 13 and 65 should be tested for HIV at least once in their life. People who are in certain high risk group, injecting drug users, men who have sex with men, et cetera, should be tested at least annually. And in some instances, depending on their risk, if they're engaged in condomless sex, for example, on a regular basis, they may need to be tested more frequently, as often as maybe 3 to 4 months. So those are the people who should get tested. But every American should get tested at least once in their life, every American between age 13 and 65. So if people want more information about where they can go to get tested, et cetera, I would encourage them to go to our website, which is www.cdc.gov or aids.gov.
Well, and the big question that people ask when we hear numbers like this and the way HIV has impacted our culture, Dr. McCrary, is what can we do to prevent HIV?
There are really three things I want to emphasize. Testing. Testing is the foundation of prevention. When people know their status, their behavior will oftentimes change. And the second one is early identification of infection. I mentioned earlier that 12% of people living in the U.S. don't know that they're infected. Getting people identified early and getting them on early treatment, and then so that we can really get the benefits of early treatment. Because remember, every infection is transmitted by someone who is HIV positive.
A good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it.
7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's some.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome along for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. It is 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And be sure and tune in Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern on this SDG radio network. And get involved in the conversation. All hands on deck, bottom-up movement. If we're going to get this country back on track, and we need you in the fray of it all. This isn't a Republican or Democratic or independent thing. This is about an us thing. United States of America, okay? Hey, our next guest, Leanne McDougall. What a great story. She's a devout Christian. At the age of 6, believed on Jesus as her Savior. And she grew up with a passion to tell people about this beautiful friend she found in Jesus. Graduated from college as a teacher. Found great success being her own boss in her home-based business. She began homeschooling her 3 children in 2005. She's currently a dedicated and active member of her local church, a businesswoman, wife, homeschooling mother. She's not at all busy, is what you can probably gather by now, right, Leanne? I mean, it's all pretty easy for you, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. How many irons can you get in the fire at one time?
I just 3 kids alone. I mean, forget about everything else and then do, do a business and be active and everything like that. But I know it's been a challenge for you, and like all of us, we go through the journey of life. And for you, you wanted to document, what had happened in your life, because it could be an encouragement to others. You write how people persevere through times of hopelessness and depression is what's truly remembered and admired about them. Sure you not only realize that in your own life, but in your lives of others, because you found yourself at a low point in life, as some might call, going through the valley of the shadow of death, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. absolutely. It's a devastating place to be, because when you're there, especially if you're in depression and that depression turns to despair, which is, you know, hopelessness, right. When you're there, you're like, you want help, but when somebody reaches out to help you, you don't want help. You don't want to be alone, but you don't want to be with people. You need safety and security, but you find yourself in a place of aloneness. And it's just a terrible, terrible place to be. And it feels like when you're in the middle of it, it feels like there is absolutely no way out and that there's no end. And that's where I found myself.
You just kind of, you know, when I talk to other people, they've gotten so deep, is that they just feel so entangled that they can't see any kind of light. And it's not that they don't want to. It's just that they're so covered that they're consumed by this depression. And seemingly there's no way out. And that's, I guess, maybe the time more than ever that you really need to have a patient support team to help you out.
That's right. You have to have a patient support team, and you have to, the depression especially, and it's so chronic in our nation right now, is a battle in your mind. It's a battle in your emotions. And how do you fight something that you can't really see? I mean, you see the effect of it. You see what it's doing to you. You know what it's doing on the inside of you. But it's not like you can pick up a tool and, you know, tighten a nut here and there and everything sticks. You know, that's just not how it works. And so I think when I was in the middle of that, I got to a breaking point. Leanne, you're either going to give up, which that doesn't seem like a real great option since you have a family that you love and loves you, or you're going to have to learn how to stand up even when you don't feel like you can stand. And the battle began for me in renewing my mind and starting to force myself to think a new thought and to verbally, and I couldn't just do that in my mind because my mind immediately would take over and consume me. It would overshadow any positive thought I would have. The negative part of my mind would just totally flood over that. So I began to try to renew my mind by verbal confessions, talking out loud. And it wasn't I used the word of God to do it because I didn't even believe myself. You know, I would say something, try to say some type of positive affirmation to myself to try to get myself out of this funk, and I didn't believe myself. I would say, Leanne, you're a winner, and you can do anything you put your mind to. And there's this little voice inside of me that says, no, you're not.
Right.
You can't do anything. Look at where you're at. You're a failure, you know. And so the reason why I started using the word of God is that was somebody else's words said about me. Specifically, God.
right, exactly. Well, you had lost your identity, Leanne, and you needed to reconnect with the identifier, who says who you are, right? Right.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And when I would start doing that, when I started confessing the promises that God had given me and that God said the kind of person that I was and said the things that he would do for me and how he would protect me, when I started saying those out loud, the little voice in my brain couldn't say liar because wasn't my words I was confessing. It was God's words. And I knew better than to call God a liar.
Yeah, right. Well, at least we weren't that despaired, huh? Well,
That's right.
Leanne, let's back up just a little bit because I want people to understand. It wasn't like one day you woke up and you found yourself in this deal. This was a process. This was a road that your mind began to travel, and you weren't able to check yourself before you got too far down the road. I mean, you really got into it, and before you knew it, you were in a depressing, quicksand that just held on to you and kept holding you down, right?
That's absolutely it. It didn't start for me. I think for the way it started for me was a physical aspect of it, because I had three children, and it was after my third child. I think my hormones were all kind of screwed up, and that takes you into a postpartum depression. But I don't believe postpartum depression is what kept me there for 5 years. It was getting into that mindset that was, I think, tipped off by a chemical imbalance in me, but choosing not to, you know, to go down that road instead of turning my back on it and trying to keep myself in the right. And it was just, it's progressive, you know.
Let's add the fact that your father passes away throughout all this as well, right?
Yeah. That was a wonderful, oh my gosh, because I had been going through this depression for several years, and I woke up one morning and I was just weeping at the side of my bed, and I was like, God, I can't do this anymore. And all of a sudden it was like this epiphany. You don't have faith. You've been a Christian all these years and you are not living in faith, because this is not faith. Wow. And so I made a decision that day. I'm going to figure out what faith is. Okay, so here I am. I'm so excited. I've made this emotional breakthrough. I'm going to start finding out who faith is and standing on the Word of God. And literally 3 days later, I go on a bike ride and I find my father dead on the side of the road. And I was like, gosh, you know, how much can I handle? You know, how much can I possibly take? And when I was in the ambulance driving with him, all of these wicked thoughts just pressed in on me. You're a failure. You fell. Your father never got to see you succeed. You know, you're the man who has supported you through all this stuff is gone and you have nothing now. I mean, it was just terrible, terrible words that were, of course, all lies. But that was all really at the beginning of when I had decided to make a change. And I had to recommit to that change. You know, when I was in the hospital and coming home, I again had to ask myself, are you going to give up? Are you going to figure out how to stand? And I chose to figure out how to stand.
Well, and during this period of time, I'm sure your prayer life and your communication with God is altering. And what I sensed in the book is that it became more real and foundational, very fundamental. Your prayer life totally changed, didn't it?
Yeah. In fact, it is a prayer life. It is. But for me, my mentality of prayer before was like going to God, talking at God or talking to God or asking God to, you know, maybe reveal himself to me. You know, that is prayer. But the way I pray now, I really feel more like it is a conversation with God. It is very personal, very connected. And it's coveted. I love that time. And I do not let anything interrupt that time that I have with God.
Well, Leanne, thank you so much for coming on with us and telling your story. Her book, The Warrior Wear, Warrior Way, I should say, reveals the methods used to overcome the greatest obstacles, and I know they will help you as well and be encouraged. Leanne McDougall, available at all the usual places, right, Leanne? At warriorway.net, is it? Is that the website?
Yes.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-813-8067. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-813-8067. That's 1-800-813-8067. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-813-8067.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
We do have another fact that we have to acknowledge. Even as the overwhelming majority, and I repeat, the overwhelming majority of the world's Muslims embrace Islam as a source of peace, it is undeniable that a small fraction of Muslims propagate a perverted interpretation of Islam. This is the truth. Groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIL, they're not the first extremists in history to misuse God's name. We've seen it before across faiths. But right now, there is a organized extremist element that draws selectively from Islamic texts, twists them in an attempt to justify their killing and their terror. They combine it with false claims that America and the West are at war with Islam. And this warped thinking that has found adherents around the world, including, as we saw tragically in Boston and Chattanooga and San Bernardino, is real. It's there. And it creates tensions and pressure that disproportionately burden the overwhelming majority of law-abiding Muslim citizens. The question then is, how do we move forward together? How do we keep our country strong and united? How do we defend ourselves against organizations that are bent on killing innocents? And it can't be the work of any one faith alone. It can't be just a burden on the Muslim community, although the Muslim community has to play a role. We all have responsibilities. So
I'll tell you, this has been a long time coming, what the president had to say here. And in a lot of ways, he was spot on. But in terms of, I think, levels of responsibility, it is coming out of the Muslim community. And they need to be the spearhead on this if they're going to affect some change. And the other thing they need to understand is that, you know, one speech you know, it begins to open up the conversation, that's welcome. But we need to understand that there's been lots of speeches and lots of orientation that has been taking place over the generations. This has not just been something that's recent. This type of mindset and conditioning and orientation, and I might say indoctrination, has taken place in the Arab nations for a long time. It wasn't that ISIS just came up just because a couple of guys decided to go off the reservation. This has been something that has been very well documented and indoctrinated as well. Nick Adams is with us right now, best-selling Australian author, columnist, and commentator. His latest book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. And Nick, I'm sure you would agree, in order to crush political correctness, you got to be prepared to deal with the truth.
Bill, you most certainly do. And that's the whole thing about political correctness. It's much more interested in asserting a narrative than it is in telling the truth. And I listened to the clip that you played for your audience there, Bill, and let me tell you, it is just mind-boggling to me that the President of the United States can embrace the kind of relativistic thinking that you would see a leader in Europe speak about. Let me tell you, when there's something wrong with so many oranges, it's time to look at the orchard.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just amazing to me that we can have this apologist approach to Islam while we're being turned into refugees into our own in our own country. I mean, was it marginalization that caused Muhammad to go into battle so often and kill and enslave his enemies? The fundamental problem is that the majority of otherwise peaceful and law-abiding Muslims are unwilling to acknowledge, much less repudiate, the theological warrant for intolerance and violence embedded in their own religious text.
Yes. Well, and that's what... Yeah, and the president tried to say that they were twisting the word. I don't know about twisting the words. I mean, when you read the Quran, it says it pretty clearly, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, the apologist position has been a complete failure because it denies the religious justifications that the Quran and the Hadith, Bill Martinez, provides for violence, gender inequality, and discrimination against other religions. It says kill the infidel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much clearer can you get? These guys are coming to get us.
Mm-hmm.
They hate us. They don't hate us because of anything that we've done to them. They hate us because of who we are. They hate us because we are not Islamic. They hate us because we are better than they are. We are more productive than they are. We are more successful than they are. And it's time to go and wipe these guys out. And in my book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, I speak about the West's inability to kill these guys because of political correctness. We couldn't win the Second World War today, Bill, if it was happening. We just couldn't do it.
Right.
Lawyers have to look at the World War II target list. We just don't have the stomach, the patience, the moral clarity, none of it. I mean, 70 years ago, your country and my country, for that matter, were interning Japanese, Germans, and Italians for no reason at all. They had no reason to believe that these people were going to do anything. And in the overwhelming majority of cases, they had no reason to do it. But they did it because they wanted to win. Now, fast forward to today, where we know with evidence and proof and an incredible likelihood that there are going to be Muslims in America right now, in Australia right now, and everywhere else that want to inflict harm upon us. But if you were to raise the prospect of internment camps today, you would be berated.
No, they wouldn't. No, there's no question. There'd be no room for it whatsoever. Hey, Nick, we're having a little bit of problem with your speaker. Shane, if we can, you know, see what we can do. Scott, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. If there's anything we can do with Nick on his voice, because it's getting a bit distorted, and I thought maybe it might clear up, and I just don't. I think what he has to say is critical here, and so let's see if we need to reconnect. Let me know when we're back with him, Scott, on this. Okay. Okay. All right, Nick, we're going to continue on with the conversation. It's just that we're getting some distortion here, and I want to make sure that people are hearing you clearly, and it's not a distraction. Our conversation with Nick Adams continues, retaking America, crushing political correctness. And the first point is that we have to deal with it and you know, deal with it truthfully. And as you say, Nick, you know, I mean, it's clear that America, the culture today, it would not be prepared to do anything like it did in World War II to address these issues head on. You know, you might say afterwards, in retrospect, that it was it could have been an overreaction. But look what happened. Look at the dividends that it paid in terms of keeping our country safe. And that seems to be on the back burner. National security and protecting the welfare and the safety of American citizens has gone by the wayside and has yielded to political correctness, to your point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If lawyers had had to approve our World War II target list, we couldn't have won, Bill. War is never clean or easy. And the strictures imposed on our military today, they just protect our enemies. Collateral damage and civilian casualties, as an example, are part of combat and always will be. The most humane approach, I believe, is to pile on fast and win decisively. And that results in far less suffering than the sort of protracted agony that we're seeing in Syria, as an example. The generals who won World War II, Bill, they would start by leveling Raqqa, the ISIS caliphate's capital. Civilians would die, but those remaining in Raqqa have embraced ISIS, as Germans did Hitler. The jihadis must be crushed. I think we should start there, Berlin. Kill 10,000, save a million. That's what I think.
Well, this is what President Truman was faced with when it was the, you know, it came to decide whether or not we were going to drop the A-bomb over Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And, you know, it was what were we going to do in terms of what was the impact of that atomic weapon being released over those two cities, and how many we were going to save as a result. And you're right. I mean, war is a nasty thing. And I keep saying, I go back to what I believe in, where God says there is a time for war and a time for peace. And we need to understand when that time is. It is the nature and the cycle of men. And I believe that we've been at war for a long time and we've missed it. And as a result of missing it, we're paying a bigger dividend and will pay a bigger dividend in the long run as a result of ignoring the truth of the matter.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I mean, a small minority accepts the call to jihadism in its most violent form, Bill. But here's the thing. A much larger population accepts the basic paranoid narrative that Islam's problems arise from Western persecution. And, you know, it's just incredible how we have been unable to effectively defeat this ideology, either militarily or even ideologically. And it's because we have been bullied into silence. We have been, I mean, look at those people in San Bernardino.
Exactly.
They saw things going on. They suspected the things were going on, but they didn't feel comfortable because
right.
The culture didn't let them. Political correctness sucks and it kills.
Exactly. Well, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, Nick, you know, the Arab children and generations have been indoctrinated, and it's been a perfect storm for them to be able to come in and invade our country and invade our allies as well, because we've allowed ourselves to be invaded with political correctness and orientation and indoctrination that makes America less than more than.
You know, Bill, when I was in high school, I learned about America and American history, and
we got about 10 seconds, Nick, is all we have
well,
left.
Well, I just
here,
want to so. Say, enemies foreign and domestic. Finally now, America does have a domestic enemy. It's called political correctness. We need
Good
to retake
point.
America and crush political correctness.
Nick Adams on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Nick. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.